Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the post-bye week edition of the Spider Insight Podcast as Richmond football gets set to get back on the field this Saturday at home Patriot League action against the Fordham Rams. Along with Christian Gravis, our Spider Football Director of Public Relations, I'm Bob Black. Thanks for finding us as we get set to get back into football action. Christian, off of the bye week for the Spiders, obviously the disappointment of the loss to Holy Cross, and then the goal of the bye week would be to get healthy, guys that were playing a little bit banged up to get them closer to 100%, and some guys who've been out of the lineup hopefully we'll get a chance to see on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough coming out of a bye, especially off a loss, I think, because now it feels like almost coming off of two losses in a row, having not played last week. But, you know, I talked to some of the guys around campus last week during the bye, and it seems like they really got a lot of time to kind of relax, take a couple days off from the field, you know, work on some school stuff, and, you know, come back ready and focused to play out the rest of this season.
Our guest, by the way, on the podcast here coming up in a little bit is Spider linebacker Tayshawn Burney, who maybe has flown under the radar a little bit because we talk so much about Peyton Seelman and Carter Glassmeyer. So it'll be intriguing to listen to what he has to say about a terrific first year that he's had with the Richmond Spiders. And, Christian, speaking of Carter Glassmeyer, we should see him as one of those guys getting healthy and back on the field, and he'll be a welcome return for that Spider defense.
That's right, and he came off a hand surgery last week that he actually went and was able – or 2 weeks ago, rather, hand surgery, and so he's 2 weeks removed from that, now ready to go back in the lineup. Still, we're up here in the Robin Stadium radio booth right now watching practice. Still has a club on that in hand, but he's back and he's going to be ready to go.
Yeah, he's practicing with the first team significantly enough. And by the way, he will be our guest Thursday on Behind the Web over at Bar West with Coach Usman. So Carter Glassmeyer is our player guest on Behind the Web this week. On the offensive side, another guy that we're sitting here watching, as you pointed out, offensive wise, is Jaden Fair, the Spider wide receiver. Looks like he's getting ready to return to action this week and a welcome addition for the offense.
Is when he got injured at the Wofford game, it was like, we barely know you. And there was so much positivity. I remember the week before at Lehigh, he catches the 40-yard pass down the sidelines, and we're thinking, this is going to be great. Obviously, that injury, you know, on that punt return to Wofford was unfortunate, but really excited to see him come back and, you know, and see more Jaden Fair, because I think really, you know, Spider fans did not really get the Fair look that they wanted at this Maryland transfer who is so dynamic.
Yeah, you add him with Isaiah Dawson and Javion Griffin, and you really got something going there. I guess we don't have Kwanye Vini back yet off of the elbow injury. That would be another addition to the offense, and we got two guys back for the Holy Cross game a little ahead of schedule, right, and Kyle Wickersham and Gabe Carball.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked to Scott Brinks and Joe Olivadotti last week at the coaches' show, and just hearing their insight, I think, was really impressive and interesting. Just, you know, the team behind the team and what it takes to get these guys back in action. So shout out to those guys again for getting those guys healthy and back in the lineup.
Hey, one of the things that Coach Usman did talk about at the coaches' show is we kind of harkened back to, I guess it would have been, what, the 21 season, when that team was in a similar situation and won the last four games of the year to get over 500 and kind of set the stage for what came the next 3 years. Seems to be like there's a little bit of talk this year about that, about four games remaining. We can get to eight. We are playing for wins at this point in the season.
After the Holy Cross game, which was obviously, you know, as disappointing as it was, you know, we're in the halftime house here talking on the radio, and I'm sitting there next to Kyle Wickersham, and, you know, the message that he kept coming back to is just leaving things better than the way you found them. And I think that's what this team, and especially these seniors and these leaders, are trying to do right now. You know, Coach has come out and said it, playoffs out of the question for this year, you know, probably 99% out of the question right now. And, you know, it's about how do you continue to push forward and finish the season, and what do you leave the younger guys to work off of for years to come? And that's really what that 2021 team did. You know, those guys that were part of that team, guys on this team still credit Tyler Dressler with turning things around and helping them out and helping them get the success that we have seen.
And you get two home games, obviously this Saturday against Fordham, and then in a couple weeks against Lafayette, and you've got two road games, the shortest trips of the season, to Georgetown a week from Saturday, and then, as we talk about all the time, Christian, and we won't jump that far ahead today, but Richmond and William and Mary, like Lehigh and Lafayette, are fortunate that no matter how the season is going, for better or worse, you've always got that rivalry game that will be positioned at the end of your schedule to look forward to.
Exactly, and both teams right now now are looking forward to that. You know, I can speak on behalf of William and Mary that they're looking at this game the same way we are. You know, this is going to be our championship, our Super Bowl. This is what we're playing for right now, is finishing the season strong and going and beating your rival on the road. I mean, there's no better feeling than, you know, winning a Capital Cup game.
All right, so let's not jump too far ahead. That's coming down the road, and we'll certainly have plenty of time to preview that. Let's turn our attention to our special player guest on our Spider Insight podcast this afternoon, Spider sophomore linebacker Tayshawn Burney, who's got 30 tackles on the season, but most significantly the 10 pass breakups that leads the Patriot League. It seems like he is always around the ball, and right now he's around with us on our Spider Insight podcast. Tayshawn, I gave those numbers, and I mentioned earlier with Chris that you're maybe one of the more unheralded, maybe a little overlooked players on the Spider defense. How would you kind of rate your season so far on that Spider defense?
My first season has been really successful for me, I would say. You know, we've been playing really good. I feel like I've just been helping the team out in the areas that I've needed to, specifically in the pass game. When the offenses try me or in like third down or fourth down stops, I've just been able to come through and help the team out when needed.
Well, let me go right to that then. Here is the stop you made on fourth down in the Colgate game that pretty much sealed the victory for the Spiders. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 3. Colgate at the Spider 40. The Spider sideline showing the emotion now, jumping up and down, urging on their defensive teammates. Fourth and 3 from the Spider 40. The pass over the middle, and Burney knocks it down. Tayshawn Burney right in the middle of the field gets another pass breakup. He breaks it up and gives the Spider offense the ball with a 5-point lead at a minute 51 to go.
He's been doing it since game 1 at Lehigh. He's been doing it every week. That is his zone. I mean, that curl zone, he reads it. He's quick, finds the ball, gets there, and he just times it up perfectly and knocking it down without putting any extra contact on the receiver. Doesn't get a call, doesn't get a penalty, but does put this Richmond Spider team in a great position to secure this game.
On that fourth down, I remember on third down, they ran the same exact play, actually. And when seeing it on fourth down, I was kind of surprised that they're going to run the same play again. And when they ran it and the quarterback actually threw the ball, I was like, oh, wow, like this is – I seen this literally a play ago, and I'm going to just make the play again. So when they threw it, I just knocked the ball down, and we got off the field on fourth down.
You play the nickel position, which – explain that for a second for some of our fans that might not be super familiar with this position.
Yeah, it's just pretty much another corner, but more in the slot. So I'm guarding more of the slot receivers, and, I mean, pretty much just locking them down.
So 30 tackles, 10 pass breakups. What do you enjoy more? Is it making those tackles in open space, or is it defending the pass?
It's definitely a little bit of both. That's the great thing about the position. You get to get in the box and make some tackles out there, and then obviously I get to go out and guard receivers and lock them up. So,
how do you kind of perceive yourself? I was looking back at some of your biographical info from when you were at Wake. Everybody called you defensive back. Then you show up here, and we see you in a linebacking position. How do you kind of look at yourself?
I kind of look at myself as a DB. I have a DB background. It's what I was playing in high school, what I played at Wake. And, you know, here it's called a linebacker, but I still feel like I'm a DB when I'm out there.
When you came over from Wake, you were coming in as that nickel position, right? There was no doubt?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And talk about that a little bit, just getting in contact with our coaches here and then finding your way to Richmond.
I mean, when I got in the portal, it was, got in contact with Coach Zach, and he was really recruiting me. So I was thinking, I mean, he's a DB coach, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna be with the DBs. But when I got here on my official visit, I was in there with Coach Wood, and we talked, and he showed me the film and showed me the position that I was going to be playing, and he was saying that this position really works with the backers, so you'll be working with me. And when I got here and we started working, I could see that I would be able to play this position and really just fit right in.
How much did you know about the University of Richmond or Richmond football, either from your time growing up down in Florida or from the experience you had at Wake?
Honestly, I didn't have any recollection of Richmond, if we're being honest. It wasn't until, you know, I was trying to find a new home. Old head coach at Wake Forest, Coach Clawson, you know, he came up to me walking around the campus, and he was just like, hey, have you ever thought of Richmond? Like, I used to coach there. It's a great place, and, you know, you might like it there. So, you know, just consider them. And ultimately, I was able to get in contact with the coaches, and I landed here. So,
hey, were you surprised? And we know Coach Clawson really well, and I know him extremely well, and still I'm in touch with him from time to time. Were you surprised that he got out of it?
I definitely was. I think the whole team, the whole coaching staff, the whole organization was in shock. You know, we definitely weren't. We didn't know anything about it because we were on a winter break, so we were all home, and we just all got on the Zoom and we heard the bad news. So we were all devastated about it.
And obviously, Coach Clawson did great things for us. And you know, the other Wake Forest connection, mm-hmm. Kobe Turner, had that name, you know, come up at all?
For sure, Kobe Turner definitely come up, especially with Coach Clawson. He raved about him, loved him. He just really was like, this guy came in, worked hard, and he dominated. And because of that, he's now doing what he's doing in the league.
We can make you the next Kobe Turner in the opposite direction. He went from Richmond to Wake. We got you going from Wake to Richmond and
yes,
who knows where down the road. So Christian asked you a little bit earlier, you know, which did you like better, making all those tackles or those pass breakups? Mm-hmm. I'll add another one to that, and that's a pick, an interception.
Yes, sir.
What do you remember about the pick in your very first game with the Spiders against Lehigh, and what kind of highlight is this for you?
Third and 10 for Lehigh. They are just 1 of 6. On third down, can the Spider D make it 1 of 7? Three-man front for Richmond on 3rd and 10. Johnson running to the right towards the sideline. He loops it up in the air, and it's intercepted. The Spiders pick it off. Richmond with its second interception of the day. Tayshawn Burney, the transfer from Wake Forest, making his presence felt with the pick, and the Spiders have the ball.
You know, that's definitely a major highlight. That's my first college interception. I just remember on a play that I was guarding my receiver down the field, who's kind of running like a seam route on the hash, and then I see the quarterback getting out of the pocket, and he just kind of threw it up, and I was like, oh, like I can easily go and get this, and my mindset was just to go up and go get the ball, and I was able to do that.
And that wasn't just your first college interception. It was your first college interception, but that's in your first college game, first college start. Mm-hmm. Has college football been what you expected it to be?
No, man. College football has been, you know, all over the place, especially that, you know, I started at one school and now I'm at another school, you know. So college football hasn't been anything I expected, but I'm glad that the journey that it's taking me on, I'm glad to be on it.
Tayshawn, what did you guys do with this bye week in terms of kind of resetting, you know, the mindset? Obviously, disappointing loss to Holy Cross going into the bye week, and what the approach will be for the four games in the month of November.
I mean, the approach is just to win out. Like, whatever we have to do, we need to do it now because, you know, we definitely have the opportunity to win out, and this is why we could use that time to rest up, heal, and, you know, ultimately attack the things that we messed up on, you know, so now these last four games we can finish out and shut out teams.
All right. We look forward to calling some more great plays and some more interceptions in addition to the pass breakups for you and some Spider wins. Tayshawn Burney, thanks for visiting with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tayshawn. Now, Bob, you know, you've been saying flies under the radar a little bit, and I think he definitely does. But if anything, the kid is flying. Flies to the ball. It just seems wherever the ball's at, he's on it. And whether it be a person carrying it or the ball flying through the air and he's getting his hands on it, we were talking off air just how close he's come on a couple of these this season where it's either hit him in the hands or hit him in the numbers. And there's this really good photo we have of him actually with his hands on his head in surprise midair that he didn't catch the ball. And so he's going to get a lot of opportunities to get those in his hands and get some picks and hopefully a pick six here or there given, you know, down the line in his future career as a Spider.
I think we can officially drop the unheralded, unsung tagline for him because we're promoting him more now, and he's just playing well week after week. And look, I should have qualified it. Amongst the team, he's not overlooked. He's not unsung or unheralded. It's more fans and us in the media, and now that's coming to fruition that he is getting his just due because he is one of those guys, like you said, who's always around the ball. He's a lot like his linebacking running mate, Peyton Seelman, in that regard, that they're both ball hawks. They're always around the football.
They are, and of any position on the field, you know, we've seen the offensive line change. We've seen quarterbacks change. We have a three-man running back rotation. I would say those two, more than anyone, are the most set it and forget it. And, like, you put them out there, they're going to start every game, and they're going to produce every single time. And, you know, that's credit to Justin Wood, his linebackers, and his defense as a whole.
We've been kidding this week that this is our kind of linebacker U week for Richmond football because obviously we just talked with Tayshawn on the podcast. I mentioned that Carter Glassmeyer is going to be on the coach's radio show on the telecast on ESPN Plus on Saturday. We're going to feature Peyton Seelman and Fordham's record-setting
linebacker James Conway, who set the career FCS record for tackles last week. And who knows, Christian, maybe we're watching a Spider linebacker who could break that record someday.
I mean, Peyton Seelman is racking up the tackles. Yeah. I was doing the math this morning, just adding up what he's had over the last four games, and it's like 57, somewhere in the ballpark of 57, close to 60. It's incredible. Just how many tackles he's come up with this year. But like you said, he is a ball hawk. He's all over it. You know, there's a lot of Tristan Wheeler that I see in Peyton, not only their build, but just the way that they put their head down and work. And a fun fact about our last matchup with Fordham, that was Tristan Wheeler's first career start. After that, he went on to start the next 50 to end his career. And, you know, he's believed to be the only five-time All-American in college football history. So, you know, great stuff out of him, and obviously great stuff out of Conway up at Fordham. You know, it's great that the FCS, you know, obviously is producing these high production guys, and that they're, you know, there's so much talent at this level, too, that I think, you know, is not worth overlooking.
Linebacker Saturday at Robins Stadium. It'll be fun to watch all of them. Obviously, the Spider linebackers, plural, and Conway for Fordham, who's just been a tackling machine. He had 16 more in their game against Lehigh last week. And looking ahead to Fordham a little bit, Christian, if there's a team that's hungrier for a win than Richmond, it's probably Fordham that comes in here at 1-7. Obviously, the Spiders hungry for a win at 4-4 and coming off of their bye week. And Fordham just had the experience of playing Lehigh last week. And obviously the Mountain Hawks haven't lost anybody yet this year.
That's right. They're playing great football right now. You know, and like we've said before, Coach keeps saying you can't overlook anyone in the Patriot League. You know, you certainly couldn't overlook Holy Cross. They came into our place and beat us on homecoming. And so, you know, both teams are going to be hungry on Saturday for a win. It's going to be a great game.
Usually you're successful off a bye week. What do you expect to see out of this team? Because it is a little bit unusual going into November. Fortunately for us, we've been in playoff conversation the last several years, not really this year. What do you expect to see out of these Spider guys on Saturday at Robins Stadium?
You know, after the Holy Cross game, the halftime house, and here's some Spider insight that we can tell our fans is, you know, Coach always speaks, and once, you know, that's normal. Once he's done, usually the team just, you know, comes in, says family, and they get out. Gabe Carbajal took time as a captain, playing in his first game of the season, mind you, to stand up. And he said that, you know, you have to finish strong. You have to play for one another. You know, you're not going to come in here and be selfish and play for yourself and your own stats. It's about the team, and it's about leaving it better than you found it. And that's what these guys are going to do right now. So on Saturday, I'm expecting a lot of heart for the next four games. You know, I think if you can finish the season at 8-4, by most people's standards across the country, that's really good. There are coaches in the FCS, definitely not FBS because we've seen how many have gotten fired, but there are coaches in the FCS level that are getting contract extensions at 8-4 records. And it's a nice, I like being in a position, I think it's a beautiful thing to be at a place where 8-4 is not good enough. I love that.
I think it speaks volumes about the program and the culture that's been created here. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves, obviously. In order to get to 8-4, you got to get to 5-4 first, which will be Saturday against Fordham. And we will guarantee that we'll finish strong, too, on the Spider Insight podcast each of the remaining weeks of the season. Again, Saturday, Fordham, 2 o'clock kickoff on 106.1 ESPN on the audio radio side, pregame at 1:30, and we're on ESPN Plus for live video streaming on Saturday, and that telecast begins at 2 o'clock. Thanks to Tayshawn Burney, our special Spider player guest. Be looking for number 20 all over the field Saturday at Robins Stadium. And thank you, Christian.
Thanks, Bob.
For Christian Gravis, I'm Bob Black. That's it for this week's edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. We're coming back at you next week. We will recap this Saturday's Fordham game and look ahead to the short road trip up to the nation's capital and the Georgetown game next week on the next edition of the Spider Insight Podcast.